Hi, this is Doreen.
Yes.
Hi, this is Carolina. I was calling on a recorded line regarding the Depo Provera settlement you inquired about. How are you today?
Okay. I'm fine, thank you.
Good, I'm glad to hear. And did you already have an attorney assisting you with this?
No.
Okay, no worries. That is good to hear. Now, were you impacted and looking to see if you met that criteria to participate?
No.
Okay, so no diagnosis, and you wouldn't know anyone else that was affected?
No, I wound up having a meninges and I had it removed.
Oh, I see. That's really good to hear. And again, you wouldn't want to see if you met that criteria to see if you qualified for the compensation claim?
Yeah, go ahead. I'll answer some questions if that's what needs
Yeah,
to.
no worries. No worries. And again, you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year.
Yes.
Yeah, and again, I am really sorry to hear that. Do you know if it was meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
The brain.
The brain. Do you remember when you were diagnosed with that?
Actually, I wound up having a seizure, so I don't at work, so wound up losing time at work and was out of work for almost 6 months, because I had just moved to Rhode Island. Wasn't even aware that I had a meningioma.
Right.
Had a seizure. Went to the emergency room and they found a golf ball sized mass on the left side of my brain.
Wow, I'm so sorry to hear that. Do you remember what year it might have been? Was that last year?
About 7 years ago.
Oh, okay. So I'm estimating around 2017. Is that around when you
Yes.
got diagnosed? Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, and again, I am really sorry to hear that.
Yeah, 2017, November 2017.
Oh, November. Okay. And do you remember if anyone, like I said, if anyone else used Depo-Provera was also affected by it?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
I know my daughter had the rod put in for a little while, but she doesn't seem to have any issues.
Okay, no, that's really good to hear. And again, it was Depo-Provera that you took, right? It was the brand name by Pfizer.
Yes.
Okay, and again, a little redundant, but it was for at least 1 year, equivalent to at least 4 injections that you took.
As far as I know, yeah. I was on it for a year, post-abortion, so yeah.
Do you know when you started taking it?
I can't remember that part. I know it was when I was younger, so I would have to say when I was in my 30s.
Okay. Again, do you think you might have an estimate as far as the year goes?
Off the top of my head, no.
Okay. No worries. You said you used it for about a year, or was it a couple years that you used it?
No, it was about a year because I couldn't afford it after that because I wound up having fibroids on top of everything else, so I had to go and have a histoplasia done. Like I was
Wow.
bleeding a lot. They tried putting in a Mirena. That didn't work. The fibroids kept pushing it out. Eventually, I had a fibroid that held open my cervix for an extended period of time. You know that I was bleeding out every 3 days because I had no health insurance.
Yeah. And again, I am really, really sorry to hear that. I'm glad I do have you on the phone to see if we can assist in any way. It is really unfair that a lot of people do suffer. As far as when you started using it, I would need at least somewhat of an estimate. Do you think it was maybe in the 2000s? Do you think it was 2000?
Yeah, yes, definitely in the two. Yeah, definitely in the 2000. I want to say maybe 2004, 2005.
Okay.
Nope,
Yeah.
actually later, probably about 2000. Yeah, 2005, 2006.
Okay. So I'll put that you started around 2005 and ended around 2006. Does that sound good?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Perfect. Okay. And then can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Beautiful female. Now I have your first name spelled as Doreen, Doreen. Is that the right spelling?
That's correct.
Okay, and then last name I have spelled A-L-B as in boy, E-E. Is that correct as well?
That is correct.
Okay, beautiful. Doreen, did you have a middle name?
Elizabeth.
Okay, was this E-L-I-Z-A-B-E-T-H?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, with the inquiry that was submitted, I do have an email. It's aysyapeach@aol.com. Is that the best
yes.
one? Okay.
Yep.
Perfect. And phone number I have 401-300-6561. Is this the best one?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Beautiful. And then can you confirm your date of birth?
6/12/1970.
Beautiful. 6/12/1970. Okay. And then what about the best address?
494. Woonasquatucket, I'll spell it for you. W-O-O-N-A-S-Q-U-A-T-U-C-K-E-T Avenue, Suite 117.
Beautiful. And it's popping up as North Providence in Rhode Island. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And you said that was Suite 117?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, I just want to confirm it for you. 494, I'm not even going to try to pronounce that street name, but it
yeah,
did
don't
populate
bother. Yep.
Avenue, mm-hmm. and that was Suite 117, and that's North Providence, Rhode Island, 02911. Is that the best?
Yep, that's
okay.
Perfect.
Beautiful. Now, do you remember, was the Depot Provera administered by a doctor medical staff, or was it yourself?
Oh, no, by a doctor.
Okay, do you remember the doctor's name?
Is it a Planned Parenthood? I can't remember the name of the doctor, though.
Okay.
And then the second time was at a doctor's office.
Okay. Do you remember any doctor that might have prescribed it or administered the shot, just so we have a name down?
It would have been at the Women's Healthcare Center in Haverhill, Massachusetts. And the first initial dose was at the Planned Parenthood in Boston, Massachusetts.
Okay. The Women's Healthcare Center, where did you say, what city was that in Massachusetts?
Haverhill, Massachusetts.
Haverhill, okay. Just one second here. Was that Haverhill?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I do see one here. It looks like it's on Primrose Street. Does that ring any bells?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Beautiful. And how many times in total would you say that you were injected with the product? And was it, you know, five?
I want to say I was on it for like, I want to say every couple of months. So what? For almost a year, three or four times, yeah.
Okay. So I know typically it's administered every 3 months, and if you were on it for a year, it sounds like it'd be round four. Does that sound accurate?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I stopped taking it because just, you know what, I wound up getting a Mirena put in,
mm-hmm.
or trying to get the Mirena put in, or
right.
like my cervix was being held open by a fibroid. So it was just, there was no point in taking it. I wasn't having sex. Like,
yeah.
the fibroid was that was taken out was almost as big as a preemie's head.
Wow, I see. And again, I'm really sorry. You know. No, I have the women's healthcare facility here. This is where it was administered, right?
Yes.
Okay. And was this the same place that made the prescription for it?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And do you remember how you were diagnosed? Was this via CT scan or an MRI?
It was a CT scan at Sturdy Memorial Hospital.
Okay.
They wound up shipping me via ambulance to Rhode Island Hospital.
Okay, and this was in Attleboro? Okay. So that was CT scan. Now I'm just going to transfer some other information. It'll just take 1 second, okay? Do you remember the doctor that diagnosed you?
Not 100%, no.
Okay.
It's a cute little old man, that's all I could tell you.
No worries. Okay, just to cover my bases, do you remember any doctor's name that might have diagnosed,
Yep.
treated?
The doctor that treated me for the meninges, his name was Dr. Jared Friedley.
Jared Friedley. Okay, let's see. And this
At
was in
Rhode Island
Allentown.
Hospital.
Okay, so I see one here. It looks like his last name is spelled Friedley. Does that sound right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Beautiful. So I'm going to put his name under where it does ask for that medical staff. Okay, just 1 sec. Okay, and he was a neurosurgeon?
Yes.
Okay. And before the meningioma, was there ever a cancer diagnosis?
No cancer diagnosis,
Okay.
not that I'm aware of.
No, that's really good to hear. And again, the treatment and the diagnosis was in the Sturdy Memorial Hospital, right?
Yes. No, the diagnosis was at Sturdy Memorial.
Okay, where was
The
the treatment?
treatment was at Rhode Island Hospital.
Okay. Let's see. Rhode Island Hospital. This was in Providence.
Yes.
Okay.
I believe I fell at the end of November, and I was in for brain surgery right around 2 days before Christmas.
Okay. And this was of, so this was November
2017.
to December of around 2017. Okay. Okay, and what kind of treatment did you receive? Was there a surgery? Was it chemotherapy?
Surgery. Nope, chemotherapy.
Okay.
Just they had managed to take it all out. I have a scar on top of my head that I still get headaches from.
Sorry.
It's they took it out.
Okay.
It was
That
taken
is
out.
good to hear.
I still had what I have scans about once a year just to make sure that it doesn't come back. MRI
Okay.
scans.
And you said those are annual? Okay. Great. And do you know if you have the medical records for this or any copies of them?
For what, the MRI scans?
For the diagnosis of the meningioma.
Yeah, I could probably get a clap. Probably
Okay.
get a copy of it.
Okay, no worries. And then for the attorneys to be able to pull those medical records, we would need your consent for that, which obviously we'll go over in a little bit. As far as that goes, let me see here. Okay. What was your social?
023-56-2612.
Okay, so that was 2235626 one
No,
two.
023-023-56-2612.
Okay, 0235626 one two.
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. Now I'm going to draft that DocuSign. Like I said, we would need your consent for obviously the
Yep,
attorney to
that's
go ahead
fine.
and pull that.
Yep.
Do you have anyone that we can also keep as an emergency contact?
Right this second. No.
Okay, no worries. It is a required field here. Again, we would never share information. It's just in case, like, if you were to change your phone number, for example. just so much.
Yeah, Carlos, what's your telephone number? 781-492-2297.
Beautiful, 2297. And then what was that first name?
Carlos.
Carlos.
Okay, now it does request an email address and a home address. Do you want me to put yours or do you have one?
Yes.
Okay, I'll put yours. And then what was the relationship to Carlos?
Fiance.
Okay. Beautiful. Just one second here. Okay, now do you want this DocuSign sent to your email or your text messages? Do you have any preference?
Email.
Okay. Email, just one second while I draft this. Okay, I appreciate your patience here. So now this DocuSign, like I said, it's for the attorneys to have your consent. Before I do send it out, I just want to verify some of the information on here and make sure we catch any errors, if there are any. Okay, so I'm pulling this up, and stop me if anything sounds incorrect. Okay, I have your first and last name spelled DoreenAlbee. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, beautiful. And then I have your address is 494 WOONASQUATUCKET Avenue Suite 117, and that's North Providence, Rhode Island 02911. Is that the best address?
Yep.
Okay, beautiful. So I did just send that out. I believe I chose both text message and email. So if you haven't already, you can put me on speaker, open up your email, and you should receive a link that has my name, which is Carolina Hernandez.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Mm-hmm. Take your time.
Yep, I have it.
Okay, beautiful. So it's just going to have you tap on that link. If you have any issues signing, you can go ahead and let me know. I'll stay on the line. Besides that, it's just tapping on those yellow fields.
One more second. Let the cat out, please.
Okay, so I did just receive that on my end, Doreen. If it has you, you know, ask for other steps on that screen, you mm-hmm. can totally disregard. I did receive that on my end. Now, the attorneys, it does take them a little bit longer for them to receive the paperwork and get it into their system. So within Well, it is a Friday, so I would say maybe beginning of next week, they're going to reach out and give you a quick call. It's just going to verify some of the information that we went over, so it should be a fairly quick call. Besides that, I will send you a text message from my direct line. It's going to be a one-time thing, and it's going to have my information as well as theirs. So if anything comes up, if you have any questions, you can always reach out, and I'd be more than happy to help. Besides that, is there anything I can answer right now?
Nope, that's it.
Okay, beautiful. Well, I hope you have a great rest of your day, a good weekend, and thank you again, okay?
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.